RITA overall, we're basically the research arm of the U.S. Department of Transportation, and we play a role coordinating the quite substantial research programs being done by all of the modal administrations, as we refer to them, in areas of aviation and highway and transit and pipeline, et cetera. So we play a coordinating role. We also house the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, so we are transportation data people, where we focus on trying to understand the extent and the performance of the whole national transportation system. We coordinate the global positioning system for the non-military uses in the U.S., so all the civil uses of GPS, which probably most people are familiar with their navigation systems. We also have several what we call fee-for-service organizations, a research and a training institute, one in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and one in Oklahoma City. And then the ITS program, Intelligent Transportation Systems, is also something where we lead within the department, but is not only limited to our organization. We partner with not only other agencies here at the DOT, but other agencies at the state, local, and private sector levels across the U.S. and internationally.
Okay, now you have a particular project going we wanted to ask you about in RITA, and that's the IntelliDrive project. Sounds like a knob in a BMW, but that's not what it's all about. Tell us what this program aims to do.
Well, IntelliDrive, again, is part of our ITS program. ITS overall involves all kinds of vehicles, all kinds of users of the transportation system, and across all modes of transportation. And the way we describe IntelliDrive is it's really a suite of technologies, and not the technologies alone, but also the way that you apply those technologies that in one sense get vehicles to talk to one another and at a very high level of reliability. So you might envision two vehicles approaching an intersection. They don't have to be cars. They could be cars, trucks, buses, even trains where we have railroad grade crossings. So if the vehicles know where they are through global positioning system, for example, and they can communicate that location multiple times per second to the vehicles around them, you could imagine that that knowledge could help prevent crashes. So we're mainly focused on, not only, but we're mainly focused on improving safety across the transportation system. We're also looking at applications that improve mobility and also improve environmental sustainability. So we envision, and it's not just alone, like I mentioned, it's us with many partners, envision a world with connected vehicles and, of course, the users of those vehicles that we think we can dramatically improve safety, mobility, and sustainability.
So if we have a future state of cars that communicate with one another and avoid crashes and so forth, what's the first step in getting toward that nirvana?
Well, the first step is we are embarked upon a significant research program, and part of that involves our sister agency here, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, where there's a research effort underway now looking at whether one of the issues is how do we get these devices into enough vehicles in order to improve safety. So NHTSA, as I mentioned, is partnering with us on a research effort to determine whether some sort of regulation or incentive program would be required, would be justified based on a benefit-cost analysis. So we envision by 2013, at the end of a research effort that will include a quite visible public pilot in this regard, to determine whether we would incent automakers and other manufacturers of other vehicles to include IntelliDrive devices in their vehicles.
We're speaking with Robert Bertini, Acting Director of the Intelligent Transportation Systems Program at the Transportation Department. And it sounds like you need to have a heavy involvement from the auto industry and some other industries. Who are some of the partners in this research?
You're exactly right. We definitely can't do this alone, and we have an active engagement program involving various professional organizations, involving the states, involving the auto manufacturers, and involving the aftermarket device manufacturers. We see the aftermarket as perhaps a way, again, depending on the results of our research, the aftermarket provides an opportunity for these safety-related devices to find their way into vehicles sooner than in new vehicles that would come off the assembly lines. And we have a federal advisory committee that includes auto manufacturers and representatives from many of our other stakeholders, and we have regular workshops and participate regularly in conferences with the auto industry and others. Just about a month ago, I participated in a conference in Michigan where I was talking about how we've been embarking on an international effort to harmonize standards across this entire spectrum, because you can imagine that if we have data being transmitted to and from vehicles, it's got to work in all kinds of vehicles, in all, you know, in all countries, in all states. So we've taken a pretty strong stand that we want to work with our colleagues in Europe and in Asia to harmonize standards through our IntelliDrive program. And in Europe and in Asia, they have similar programs. So industry is responding.
I see kind of a parallel with what the FAA is doing to change air traffic control to GPS and away from radar. And that requires every plane eventually to be equipped with the right equipment to be able to handle that. And now, in the case of cars, there's a whole lot more cars on the ground and a lot less control over the way they're driven and who drives them than aircraft. So how does this get into some kind of practical reality within anybody's lifetime?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We work with our colleagues at FAA. Their next-gen program is the aviation parallel to this surface transportation program. We also, you know, within the Federal Railroad Administration, the railroad industry is moving to an environment with what's called positive train control, where trains know where they are and can improve safety on the railroad system. So those environments are a little bit different, as you suggest, where, you know, for example, on the railroad system, we know there are defined tracks for the trains to operate on, and a little tongue-in-cheek here, trains don't have steering wheels. So in the world of autos and trucks and buses operating on streets and highways, it is a different world. So we envision, the results of our research will hopefully tell us whether aftermarket devices will help us penetrate the population of vehicles quicker so we can start realizing the benefits of IntelliDrive.
And is there any sort of timeline attached to the whole IntelliDrive project?
One of the main drivers, as I mentioned, is this 2013 point where we aim to determine whether there would be an incentive or a regulation process beginning to require IntelliDrive devices in vehicles. But we are anxious and moving as aggressively as we can to make sure that we start realizing the benefits as soon as possible. So I can't give you an actual date, but 2013, we're going to know a lot. And the research program that we just began this January will have provided quite a few results that will help us determine how quickly we can start benefiting from IntelliDrive.